heavy, blicky got the stiffy, got blicky, drumming up the stiffy,
Can you put some more sets together real quick?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
Welcome back. We're doing it again. You know what I'm saying? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. Episode 1, official. We're back. We're here. We're really getting it started.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who listens to us. Now, for your information, we are now on iTunes.
The iTunes. Yes. Well, actually, it's more like question mark A box tunes.
Yes. And for all you iPhone 8 plus users out there and 8s out there, it's at...
I feel like I got fucked up Android.
So we're out here. We're on iTunes now. You go on the iTunes podcast app. You search Not That Serious. You'll see our logo.
It'll pop right up.
Please, you subscribe. You rate it. Give us 5 stars. Give us 4 stars. Yeah. Anything less than that, you can go fuck yourself.
Leave a review.
So, yeah, just thanks for being with us. We're still on SoundCloud, too. Probably the next stage for you Android peasants will get on Google Play, probably.
Who the fuck uses Google Play, bro?
A peasant. so, we're here.
How you been, Mike?
Yeah, you know, I've been, like, honestly, like, since dropping this, I've been the happiest I've been in a while, man.
That's
like,
great.
I'm cooling, man, you know, just chilling, taking every day as it comes, like... Mm-hmm. How about yourself, man?
I'm all right, bro.
How's the, you know, everybody who does know Elzy or don't know him, he is a DJ. He's a master of the ones and twos. He DJs for Kev Rogers.
Yeah, shout out my man's Kev.
That's don't know Kev man. Rogers. That is part of the Southside Collective, headed by Mir Fontaine.
Mir Fontaine,
right?
It's William Shakir, Kev Rogers. Everybody be on the same
shout
out,
man. They're all dope. We're going to have them on one day.
It's hell yeah.
Real fly. So he works with them, and he also does his own DJ thing. So,
I mean, I've been all right, man. Just trying to stay busy. I had a DJ this Saturday at some little spot. You know, got some projects coming up with my boy Brian. I also model for City Blue, so I got that coming up. Just shit, bro. Just shit.
Do you also sell Fit Tummy Tea?
Yes, I also sell Flat Tummy Tea on my Instagram. You can go in there and follow me. And I mean, if you, you know, DM me if you want a promo. What else? Tweet Deck.
He also has a Cash App link in his
bio. Yeah, I have a Cash App link in my bio. What else do I do? I drive Uber and Lyft.
and he also finds...
Wait, bro. You drive Uber and Lyft?
Hell no, I'm driving Uber and Lyft. I wish I did. I should. That's a great hustle.
But, gotcha. I've been chill. Oh, Kev, how you been?
Yeah, for real.
Our producer,
Metro.
Fact
check
Kev in the building,
as usual. If Kevin don't trust you...
We'll shoot you.
We'll fucking shoot you.
Gentlemen, I'm doing excellent. Can't complain. I'm in the studio with two brilliant minds. So, this is pretty, pretty cool.
All right. So, yeah, Kev, we also work with Kev on Birds Fly Talk. That is our Eagles football channel that we talk about different things on there. He heads that. He's the boss of that.
It's visual.
It's very visual. It's not just a podcast, which is coming soon. But you catch it on YouTube, all of that. You know, this is the studio. So Birds Fly Talk is the motherboard. So that's where we at right now.
But I'm very happy to take a backseat to you guys. This is pretty cool.
Stop.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. So next week I will be recording my mixtape, Male Love Handle 7. where you, because, you know, it's wintertime and that's big nigga season.
Listen.
You heard me.
I'm hosting that shit.
But you know, I forgot to tell you about this fucking Uber, bro.
Oh, yeah. You definitely
I was tweeting it, and I was like, yo, let me save it for the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
So what happened?
So I get an Uber out. Like, right now in my life, it's a little cash strapped. So, you know.
I hear you.
Niggas is broke. You know
what I'm saying? It happens to the best of us.
So,
all of us.
A group of friends have been trying to get me to come out to Philly. Like, well, not PA. They were, like, trying to go to this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, cool, I'll Uber out there because I had a gift card. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, cool, I'll Uber out there. The Ubering out there was no problem, eat, mm-hmm. do all that, come back.
Yeah.
Come back, I get this, I hate doing this, but I get this black lady.
This black woman.
she's a middle-aged black woman. You can see the picture on the app and all that.
Yeah.
I think her name was something that ends with an E. You know how older black women are. Justine,
Janine.
Irene.
Yeah.
Billie Jean.
Jean.
So I'm waiting outside. It's cold. I'm waiting outside the restaurant for like 20 minutes. She was like, I just can't find, she calls me like twice. She's like, I don't know where to find you. I don't know where you're at. Like, where?
I'm like, she's picking you up from the crib?
She's picking me up from the restaurant.
Oh, from the restaurant. Okay.
So I'm like, she's taking me back home.
Got you. Okay.
So I'm like, I'm right here. You just got to, when you look to the left, you're going to see the restaurant. It's on a strip. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, I'm next to it. Like, I'm next to a CVS. She's like, okay. So another 15 goes by.
You're just standing waiting.
She finally gets me. I'm a little perturbed, but you know, I support black business. Uh-huh. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, so at first glance, it seemed like she didn't have a GPS. Uh-huh. So as soon as we pull out the little parking lot, she goes, should I go up? She goes, should I go this way or that way? And I'm just.
How did she find you in the first? Wait, like, so she really didn't have a GPS?
No, what I think she did, she licked her finger and she like checked which way the wind was blowing. And she tried to find my essence.
Oh, what?
Like, but
she didn't have anything?
No, she had something. She had a
tom-tom?
But it was breaking, apparently. Like, it wasn't working right. So I'm like, all right, cool. We get in there. And then I guess the turnpike is coming up, the PA turnpike. Mm-hmm. So without thinking, she's like, yeah, do you have money for toll?
Son.
I was like.
Are you sure you called an Uber?
I called an Uber.
Excuse me, wait. You're coming from Philadelphia back to Jersey?
Yeah. You don't need money.
Not Philadelphia. It's not Philadelphia. It's like somewhere in PA. It's like.
Where were you?
I forget.
You in Mount Airy?
Nah, bro. I was probably somewhere clan related.
Wow. Yo.
PA is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm on the way back. She waits until we get to the turnoff exit for the turnpike. She goes, yeah, do you have money for toll? I'm like, no, I don't really have cash right now. So she stops in the thing. She's like.
Oh, she about to let
you. She's like, yeah, I'm going to need cash. I'm like. She's like, can you go to the gas station or something to get cash? I'm like, all right, man. Whoa. I'm perturbed. So I'm like, all right, cool. So
she's taking you to the gas
station. She takes you to the gas station. I'm in there. I'm at the. I know I have no money. The ATM knows I have no money. She doesn't know I have no money.
She does not know that, no.
So she lets me in there thinking, oh, it's going to be a breeze. Like, I'm about to go in there, get cash going. So I'm just texting all the favors. Shout out to my boy X, my brother for life.
That guy.
I asked him for help. I was like, yo, bro, I need you to cash at me a dub. I'm going to need this right now. He's like, all right, man, don't, no questions. I was like, I'll explain it to you later. He's like, yo. I was like, damn. So as soon as I cashed, I was like, yo, I got to stop living my life this way. Bro. So he cashes at me the money. I get it. But then as I'm like approaching outside, because it's like a glass so I could see her, she starts pulling off. Like, this bitch is about to leave me, bro.
She's about to leave your ass at the
gas
station? Yeah,
she's like, because apparently I must have been taking too long for her liking.
But she asked you to stop at the gas station in an
Uber.
So
she starts to pull, and I catch her, and I was like.
You ran? I need visuals, bro.
I did what?
You gave him like the little.
Bro,
hop
my
step.
Thighs touch. I ain't running my nigga. Like, fuck out of here. I ain't starting no fires out here, bitch. So yeah, I catch up to her. I tap. I'm like,
you're not gonna play.
What are you doing?
Banging on.
She's like, oh, nothing. I just wanted to pull up for you. I'm like,
all right, bitch.
Lies. I'm like, you lies.com.
So you hop in the back.
So I hop in the back, go in there. She doesn't even ask me for money. So she goes to the toll. I don't think she paid or whatever, but she's continually asking me for directions the whole way. I'm like, do you have a GPS? She's like, no, but yes, but it's just acting up. I'm like, so I got to pull out my half dead.
Oh, my God.
To GPS my way home.
Did she at least have a charger in the front?
No, it was like she was Christopher Columbus and she was just winging the shit.
Oh, what? She was like, I know it's east.
She's like, the birds is flying south of the winter, so I just got to go this way. Damn. I'm like, bitch, what's wrong with you? I'm looking at Lewis and Clark face ass,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, my God.
So basically, I finally get there.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you know the way back? I was like, I know nothing. And then I just got in my house.
Yeah.
And I kept it moving. I was like, I will never, Uber, you will never get my business again. It is a wrap. That's how I know it's definitely get your own whip season.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this
you cannot be, yo, you cannot be,
you can't
out
be out
in
here naked, man.
West Bumblefuck,
bro,
PA.
I was out there. Vulnerable.
Naked. Very vulnerable. She could have killed your ass.
I was out there. I was in the middle.
Off the grid.
I was in the middle of Maka Town, man.
Where?
MAGA Town.
That's where it was? Or you just...
No, just a lot of MAGA hats and
nigga,
signs.
That's what that sounds like. It sounds like a real place.
Yeah, it's a real place. It's called America.
That's like, yo, you seen that new Instagram thing? That new Instagram, what is it, feature?
What?
On the story when you can like zoom in on somebody's face and goes bum, bum, bum.
No.
It's super zoom? Yeah, super zoom. It's so unnecessary.
Yes.
That sounds impressive.
You gotta try it. I'm gonna just try it on like.
Just be warned. Catch that on the front screen. It will scare you.
I'm gonna try it on my dick one day. Just be like, bum, bum, bum. And send it to somebody.
I stopped doing that, y'all. I send other people's dick.
This episode is sponsored by Jack Daniels.
Yeah, shout out. We got the Jack.
We got the Tennessee whiskey on Didek.
I learned my lesson with that, yo. I don't send my penis anymore. I send porn star penises, man.
Look, that's...
Yeah, bro.
That's like the safe route.
That's what you're here now. You gonna turn me down?
What you gonna say? Yeah. You gonna say it's fake? You see me hold a spoon on Tuesday.
It's a lot to live up to, but you know...
You see me hold a spoon with your name on it. You ain't gonna try and say this is catfish.
And plus, if you do that, you don't get caught. I'm like, he sent me a picture of his dick. I'm like, no, sweetie.
Listen here, baby.
That's Wesley Pipes right there. That's and last week, I sent you Prince Yahshua. So, didn't you notice the difference in girth, babe?
Don't get mad at me because you don't pay attention to detail.
Yo, I went from a tree stump to a candlestick.
You didn't realize I'm using Shorty's dick this week, GP?
You ain't know. But you know, okay. Yeah, so okay. My little brother just texted me for some odd reason.
How does that feel to have your little brother texting you and talking and
waiting? Bro, he's growing up now, yo.
He's a person.
Son, the other day he was talking like, yeah, I'm going to the skating rink tonight. I'm like, what?
Son, remember that?
He's like, yeah, I'm about to go meet some girls. And I was like, yo.
Doug, I feel you, though. That's like how old is your little brother again?
He's like 11, 12. That's he's like in the middle school now.
My brother's a junior in high school.
My dad tells me he has pubes and shit now. It's fucking crazy,
bro.
He
about to be fucking hoes.
Bro, and he like, ooh, listen. He got the wavy.
Oh, he light skin right here with the wavy
hair.
He's super
bright light, bro. He in there with the wavy hair. It's gonna be lit.
Son, he ain't gotta worry about nothing. He's like, have a lot of he's like a woman in this society. He ain't gotta pay for shit.
There's gonna be a lot of pregnancy scares in the Winfield house.
It is what it is, bro.
But yeah, you know, we've been going off. Oh, you know, we talk sports and culture things here. We're gonna get into a little sports right now. It's gonna be light on the sports today, but let's just start with. Big Baller Breakout, yo.
Big Baller Brand. That whole family got me chopped.
Homeboy
right now.
LiAngelo is in the Chinese clink.
How do you even get there?
Because I'll tell you how you get there. Because he wants to get some Louis Vuitton shades out the Louis store in China and just thinks, I'm light-skinned with hair. Nothing wrong can happen to me.
Son,
my
whole thing is, how you on a first of all, them niggas is on a basketball team. Y'all are all over average height. Ain't none of y'all niggas stealing shit. You're not taking
you
nothing.
Can't, like, yo,
you're not getting away.
You can't just take something and just weave back into the ground. Exactly. Everybody's 5'4",
listen,
my G.
If y'all can see the Louis store, my nigga. Y'all stealing from the Louis store.
First of all, it's like 2 billion people in China. That means it's at least 50 million security guards.
There's triple the amount of cameras there are in Jersey.
Exactly.
Like, and anywhere in America.
Oh, who stole these Louis Vuitton glasses? Oh, it's the one large nigga
right
there.
Maybe it's these niggas over here that don't live here. Like, come on, son. Like,
that tower over everybody.
That shit is so dumb.
And then what really got me is how they hit up, they caught LeVar, and he was like, yo, yeah, it's not a big deal. I'm like, bro.
He's just trying not to freak out.
Yeah,
his son is caught up in
an international crime, my
son,
G. It's
because if you've seen like any clips of him, you know he'd be ready to beat their ass when they have a turnover. I know he's ready to beat this nigga's ass.
He ain't ready to do shit because they know they chopped them niggas' hands off over there.
Listen, nah, that's China. That's India.
China's light-skinned India. same shit over there.
They're all
Asian. Like, they're all, technically.
They're all Asian.
They're all Asian. Light-skinned India.
You know what I'm saying? It's light-skinned India.
That's true.
But nah, they probably beat him with a cane. They do something. What do you say? 3 to 10 years?
3 to 10 years for shoplifting.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? And it's crazy because LiAngelo was already the mid ball. Like, he's like, if you had to rank them by tier, he's tier one. Or actually,
it's the bottom tier?
It's like
Meg from Family Guy.
He's
going
the worst
on a,
one. Yeah.
It's like Meg from Family Guy going on a crime spree. Like, yeah. What, is this a cry for attention?
Yeah, he's the one you don't want.
He's still the one that don't matter.
Yeah. The nigga drives a Ferrari, though.
Why are you stealing anything? Nigga, if I have a Ferrari, I'm not stealing anything but your bitch.
Fucking LiAngelo. They just all need to get together. Meg from Family Guy, LiAngelo, Michelle from Destiny's Child.
Yeah, he's one of them,
just need to have a support group for the niggas that don't matter.
And they, like a little AA meeting.
Yeah, just like.
For all the third wheels that don't matter.
My name's LiAngelo and I don't matter. Hi, LiAngelo. You know, they need to get together and get their shit together.
This shit terrible, bro. Do you feel bad for him? Do you feel like this is like a young nigga mistake? Like, yo,
it is.
Because you gotta remember, he's only what? 18?
18. Yeah, it's a young nigga 19? Mistake. But, like, there's young nigga mistakes, and there's just, like, bro, common sense, bro. Like, you know. But it seems to be a thing with America is, like, we travel, and, like, we think that it's in a, like, that's why. And people wonder why people don't hate America so much. Because we travel and we think the rules don't apply to us. We like got this. Some. Magical America cloak.
Especially when your last name is Ball. You gotta remember that. Like, he's a celebrity. He's different.
They wanna get you.
Yeah.
You're black. First of all. He's black. You're American. You're black. You got some notoriety. They're gonna wanna catch you slipping. And you decided, you looked at the slip and slide and said, oh, let me try it out.
I hope.
And then got surprised that you slipped.
That you slipped, my nigga. I hope they didn't tell this nigga to hurry up and buy. And he got tight. Tight.
Yo, bro. I feel for my hope he gets out of it. He's probably gonna get out of it.
Listen, speaking of jail.
They're gonna get out of it.
Speaking of prison, real quick.
What happened?
We gotta talk about Meek, bro. Real quick. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know if we out of order.
We are out of order, but
are we out of order? Like, cause I mean, like, we on jail.
Kind
of
flows though.
It flows. Yeah, it goes. Right, so Meek, it goes.
So like free Meek, man.
I say free Meek, but do I really like? Because we know he was in the wrong.
It's two sides of the thing. Like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, Meek. I was like, oh, free Meek when I first heard it. Free Meek.
Because you didn't hear he did anything.
Yeah, I heard he didn't do nothing. So I'm like, he's been chilling. He's been hibernating in his Philly
cave.
But
when you look at this shit.
But then I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm like,
damn, nigga. Like, but the thing is, like, he's been on probation for 11 years.
Yes.
So, he's been on probation for a crime that he committed when he was 19. He's 30.
Exactly. That's the main point to this thing is that Meek, his record stretches back before he was actually somebody.
Exactly.
He was just, like, a dude from the hood. Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Just another guy. So, yeah. Another you get hoodlum. Famous, that rap the spotlight don't go away. So.
And it's crazy, but I know I saw somebody, it was some newscaster, he tweeted a list of the things that he was involved in, like. Well, first of all, the main thing was that everybody's like, "Oh, he got arrested." And you seen Jay-Z on stage and like all in Houston, Meek got arrested for being on a motorcycle. That you can't get arrested. I'm like, I mean, he did more than be on a motorcycle. Like,
yeah, he was telling. First of all, you're on probation.
Yeah, you're on probation. The judge told him to stop that. She already told him. That's you know, I know that's Philly culture. But if you know you're on probation and the judge is watching you, don't do it, bro. just don't do it. There's some things you just can't do.
You have so much money to do other things
Other shit.
It's not like you're in Philly and that's all you have out there.
Exactly.
You know you're rich. You got a big backyard. Ride back there.
Nigga, do something like you. Yo, ride professional. You better find fucking the one nigga that used to ride fucking, I don't know, what was his name? Jim Brown, something like that. You better find one of them niggas to ride with. But he was riding in the middle of the street. I know he failed a drug test twice. I know he was involved in two incidences, one with Safari. Everybody seen Safari get his ass beat. Meek was right there. It was his men. It was his niggas that he be with. And then there were,
his cohorts.
Yeah, his cohorts. And then there was another situation, I believe, which was in Milwaukee. And they got somebody beat up in the airport. Now, neither one of them might not directly be Meek.
But you facilitating that behavior.
Guilty by association.
Guilty by association.
This is what's wrong with a lot of these interesting niggas and a lot of people in general. They don't know when to just let some of the niggas from home stay home.
Like, exactly.
You can't bring everybody with you everywhere.
Yeah.
That's something you do when you're not even famous. Like, you just can't be.
Especially when you preach about the way you be moving.
Word. Like, it's the company you keep means so much. It's so pivotal by how you're perceived. And I'm one of those people that believe, like, perception is everything.
It is.
And even more, it matters more than what's real. Because a person may not want to be involved with you or how you do and not know who you are, but just how you present yourself and how you're seen. Because it looks crazy. Like, if it looks crazy, I'm not even going to want to go near it. So why would I waste my time? But you could be a great person.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he is. I never thought. I don't think anybody ever thought Meek was a bad dude. He'd just be doing like dumb
He's
shit.
He's just an idiot.
He gets caught up in the wrong places at the wrong time. No, he'd be with the wrong niggas. No.
At some point, you just got to be a dummy. Yeah. The nigga's a dummy.
He is a dummy.
And when you're dumb, you get dumb consequences.
Dumb shit happens.
You end up going to jail.
But I do feel like 2 to 4 years might be a little long. Maybe if he got like a year. You know,
2 to 4 years is actually light.
It is light.
For probation violation?
Especially when you look at the list. But I feel like 16 months would have been fine. That would have been enough. Like, he would have learned his lesson.
Should have got the Lil Wayne sentence.
It's kind of appropriate, even though it sucks, because you got to look at how long he's been on probation. Like,
it's true.
11 years on probation. That's like...
That is a long time.
That's a
really long time. So
done a lot of shit. Yeah.
That's like his... That's his entire life, almost. Like,
almost half his life. Imagine that. And it's like, but you know right from wrong, and you know the things you shouldn't be involved with. If we gonna keep it a bean,
if we gonna keep it a stack, my nigga, as I clap in the mic.
Hey,
this nigga been on some bullshit. As soon as him and Nicki like broke up,
I was waiting for it.
He got out the house. God. Like, he started doing like nut shit, because when he was with Nicki, he ain't care. The nigga was saying, he was like, "What? I stay in the house and get cheeks, nigga.
He's out here.
I don't give a damn.
Banging out those plastic cheeks.
Banging on them. Just banging on them plastic drums.
Busting on that Tupperware.
Ugh. Imagine just taking all the Tupperware out your house and just making it into a person.
I bet he got just mad. He got mad bruises on his thighs.
Oh, that's nasty. I couldn't do it. I don't think I could. She looks good. Don't
it looks
get me
like
wrong.
It's, it looks
she
like looked good, but it looks like humping the back of a car.
Ugh,
it just hurts. It just hurts.
But yeah, he just ever since they broke up, he kind of like, you know, he got out the house. He started going other places. He started getting his regular bullshit because he didn't have he didn't have her. Like, that was his main focus when they were together. It was cool for when it happened. It was good. It was good for him. But once that was over. He was like, all right, I'm about to be back on my regular boat. I'm back on my boat, like the little SpongeBob meme. I'm back on my bullshit.
So
that was him.
I hope everything goes well with Meek because...
I hope so, too. He's a Philly legend.
Because he's a rapper, I want him to do less time because that's the rules we have nowadays.
Yeah, free him.
Even though he might deserve it.
Free him, I don't care what he did.
He got music, you know, and while we at it, free Max B. Speaking of breaking the rules... Go back into sports and breaking the rules. These NFL fights, bro.
Yo, AJ.
Yes. AJ squaring
motherfucking,
up.
Now, AJ Green tried to act like. What's
AJ
the,
Silva.
What's the dude who knocked that one nigga out? Dante Wilder. AJ Green went.
Motherfucker.
He went.
Listen.
He tried to kill that nigga.
He had an evil villain stance where he didn't even have his guard up. And he just.
Oh, knew. Dante Wilder's son. He's crazy. He needs to fight that one British dude.
Wait, did you guys see the quote from Jalen Ramsey after the fact?
No. Read it.
So Jalen Ramsey said, "I
known top cornerback and known zesty guy."
Wait, Kev, yes. I need you to say it in your best Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. My best. I need your best Jalen Ramsey impression.
Like, it doesn't have to be too over the top. I just need it to be accurate.
Y'all saw what he said. Y'all know where he. Who's upset? Who's upset? Y'all saw it. Y'all
look back.
Y'all saw it.
Scene. Y'all saw it.
Y'all saw
Son,
it.
That
you
boy
tell
is,
me.
That, you yeah. tell me. You tell me who's
I,
in. Who's
I don't
in.
Know. Ask him.
Ask him.
And it's like, he like,
y'all
AJ.
Come to Bama, and that's how we played out here. That's SEC football.
Yo, that. You know what you're coming to do.
You know.
Bama, you're next.
Bama,
you're next.
You're next. I think that game got the most. It didn't. I don't even think it was on TV. That shit just probably got the most web clicks because people were like, yo, what happened to Vanderbilt after that game?
And that's
them
how we
niggas
play. This
got.
Is SEC football.
Son, they got waxed. Bama put up like 50 on them niggas.
Like, they all had a moment in the film room. They were just played that back to back.
Give me a D. D. Give me a give me a C. C.
Give me all right.
Oh my God.
But
so yeah, let me read you this quote.
And
I won't give you it in the Jalen Ramsey voice because that would just be too much. But he said, "I told him that he was weak. He was soft. Oh, it just went away. Come back." Come on back.
Okay, weak and soft. You talking about a dick?
Weak and soft. I told him that he was weak and soft. I was just out here spitting facts.
I think.
It was more than that.
He was calling us all. Listen, ain't no secret. I think Jalen Ramsey is of the man persuasion, loving man.
He was talking that stick talk.
He's talking that. He's talking that.
That jailhouse that talk. Guard talk.
He's talking that locker room talk.
He was like, nigga, you don't have to come off the line harder than that. Because you was definitely not talking all that last night when you was out here speeding. He's the Wayman of the NFL, nigga. He is Wayman.
So, but yeah, like, he was wild. Yes, like, AJ wilds out so much. And he was, but he's a docile dude. I've never seen Jalen lose it.
I've never seen either one of them lose it.
Like,
yeah, but I mean, understanding who Jalen, I mean, yeah, who Ramsey is, yeah. And then think about AJ Green. Like, have you ever seen AJ Green ever, no. Even when he was at Georgia?
Nah, he's just like
a mark on his record. Yeah. Anything.
That's how I know.
You know,
spicy.
Jalen was saying something. Zessie's like, yo, he said you ain't gonna do nothing chocolate.
A little chocolatey ass. Nigga.
I saw a tweet where somebody said, you ain't gonna do nothing almond joy. Is that what AJ stands for? Almond joy. You so almondy.
Just imagine
after every swat.
You know, like, he said that.
Just after every swat, like,
you so fucking chocolatey.
You so almond joy.
Oh my god.
I wonder. Ooh, you probably taste
you
so
you look
good.
Like that nigga that,
that
got.
That would get old.
You look
fast.
like that nigga that got great.
No, I would steal him too. Like, I would.
But here's like, the best part. Here's the best part. So, did you guys see the fight with that Jameis Winston?
Yeah, he's a horn.
Oh yeah, when he pushed the ball on the sideline, right?
Yeah, he hit poked Lattimore in the head.
Yeah,
and then what's the wide receiver? Mike Evans comes in
and cleaned that nigga up.
But let me tell you, like, from a, you know, they got suspended for that.
Yeah,
neither one of these two guys got suspended.
Nope.
I kind of understand that one because I understand their logic because those two, they were just two dudes having a misunderstanding. Even though it was a fight, that was crazy. They should have something should have come heavy for that. But Mike Evans came in on a play. He had nothing.
And it was from behind. Anyway. Well, I mean, AJ Green kind of put him in a headlock.
And
behind,
he came in at like on
he
some
went full UFC.
He did.
Yeah, bro. He went Anderson Silva. Like,
he did.
He came in. Like, he came in. He ran to get Lattimore on that. Like,
yeah, he did.
And let me tell you what that play was all about. That play is frustrating. That play is you getting your ass beat. Your season is not going the way you thought it was.
Yeah.
You not having the year you thought you was. I'm speaking as far as Mike Evans and Jameis Winston.
Jameis especially.
And Mike Evans are supposed to be that next combo that was supposed to be taking that QB.
And especially since they got Deshaun this year.
They were supposed to be the guys that were making that step trending towards a top team. And they just been playing like doo-doo.
Like hot and dookie.
Let me say this as well, too. At the time, Jameis Winston was not in the game. He was injured on the sideline.
Yeah, like you're on hold.
You're standing on the sideline injured.
So you doing that, and then you came off this trash motivational speech.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, that's a W. When he's basically.
He looked at his finger. Y'all see what it is?
He was basically fellatiating his fingers.
How many want to eat a W tonight? The game is at 1 o'clock. Chill.
I know all of us have been in sports at some point. Me at a very limited capacity.
back in the day, we were on the same basketball team.
We were.
Yes.
Wow.
The 76ers.
Oh, man.
The 76ers. Hey. You already know.
Hey, trust me.
Coached by the one and only Dad.
Yes. TTP.
And then football for a hot season.
I was there.
Have any of you guys had horrible motivational speeches like that where it's like you look at them like, what the fuck are you talking about?
A horrible one? Well, the only real motivational speeches I remember from high school were all from my football coach, but his was actually pretty decent. But it wasn't bad. It was one that kind of made everybody look at each other like, oh shit, this motherfucker is like, he crazy as hell. We were playing Paul the Sixth on homecoming, right? Coach Madeira, this motherfucker.
Paul the Sixth to be to like,
yeah, there's like the
preface.
They're like the South Jersey Catholic school. Like, if there's a South Jersey Catholic school, people go to that one.
The ones that where all the black athletes learn to have sex with only white women when they go to college.
It's like prep. Yeah, they prep them to get arrested and shit.
Yeah, they prep for.
So we have Paul the Sixth for our homecoming, and they're good. So they're coming in, and he always gives like crazy ass speeches. This dude comes in,
He just starts talking about a bar fight. We gotta go in there and we gotta break the bottle over the bar and we gotta slit our throats. Yeah, this motherfucker was like, pow. Son, everybody was like, yeah. Like everybody went crazy, bro. Like it was wild. Like I ain't never had a pregame speech like that. I never had an awkward one, but if there's one that I'll always remember, it's that one.
Yeah, I remember Madeira. Madeira used to be, yo, he used to be a wild boy.
Super wild.
Super wild boy. But I remember, like, freshman year football. I remember I was on the D-line. You know, I played defensive tackle.
Holding it down.
Which is where they put the fat people. And our D-line coach was none other than Coach Hausman, who was a tall, skinny, white dude. Uh-huh. Don't know where his D-line experience was.
I have
no
idea.
It was a long time ago. But he was a good coach. But the thing about him, he was very abrasive.
To say the least.
I've never been called pussy so many times over the course of a few months than by this man right here. Because you're paying like a bunch of pussies out there.
With the dip in his lip. You're paying a bunch of pussies. Every day, bro.
You're playing like a bunch of pussies out there. And there's just one game where it's like, you know when you have a coach that's riding you all the time and there's just one time where he gives you some sort of like recognition?
Like upper.
Yeah, it's like, yo. And it was just one. It was very subtle. He did nothing. Like it was very bare minimum work.
Yeah.
And so it was like the one day he was decided like he was going to bring the freshman lineup. He's going to let us play JV. He made the announcement near the enterprise. He's like, listen, you know, you guys, you play bad sometimes, but you know you've been stepping it up lately. And you know, listen, I want to have some of you make the move to JV, and this is my D line, and this is it. That's it.
That's the most compassion.
That is the most compassion. But I tell you, I looked at him like one of the Koreans look at Kim Jong-un, like, my fabulous great leader. Like, I looked at him like I had a spark, and I was like, thanks, coach.
Oh,
and it just was so much. I was like, bro, it did a lot for me, man. But
he was that nigga.
Kev, do you have any of those, like, doing your tennis exploits?
I mean, so I've never really had like a strange one. Like Elsie always says, I have all the stories.
All the stories.
This is, I don't have like a crazy one. For all you guys who know me, you know I play like tennis in college. No, like, I mean, how crazy could like a, I mean, normally I was the one giving the speeches, right. You know, but there's always that one thing, and it's always in my mind. I always look at who is stepping into the, you know, the huddle, or if it's a coach, like, what you need, like, what's your track record? Like, are you a winner? Are you, you know, so,
yeah.
Like, there's, like, you look at the Eagles, like, last year when Vinny Curry was given those speeches, like,
Vinny,
what are you doing in the huddle?
Like, you don't want the butt nigga on the team telling us what to do.
The dude riding the, let's go, guys, let's get ready, come on, we're gonna pound him.
And
my nigga, you got two tackles all season. Sit down.
Exactly.
Don't tell me about
so like hard. Like there's definitely been like I've been in huddles where you see like maybe like a freshman or like an anxious guy like who's like who maybe will come up to you like a captain before the game be like, hey man, I got something I want to say before, and someone and another guy on a team, he'll like go in and someone grabs him by exactly. So you know, it's a privilege to be in there. But
and then,
yeah.
Then real quick, before we get out of sports, I want to talk basketball real quick because, you know, the Sixers are 6-4 on a 5-game winning streak.
Hello, Flex Bonds, my man.
Trust the process. You already know what it is. Ben Simmons out here balling, looking real, like, studly.
What do they call him? Light-skinned LeBron, a.k.a. LeBen?
LeBen James.
LeBenjamin James?
LeBenjamin. You already know.
Listen.
He flirted with another triple-double, but he didn't shoot that well.
He didn't get it, yeah. But yeah, I remember. I didn't see it. You texted me though. You're like,
he's out. Yo, we handled the Jazz really easily with Rudy Gobert on the team.
He nice
and no Embiid. Like we handled them. Like it was like maybe 20 seconds in there where it was like, would they fuck this up? But they didn't fuck it up.
Listen, man, things are going up.
Man, we're on a five game winning streak.
The Celtics are on a 9-game winning streak.
Yo.
So we're gonna catch Kyrie.
He's like undefeated ever since he told that person suck my dick.
He said suck my dick and hasn't lost a game since.
Hey man. Maybe they need to do
that's
that.
That's a real nigga shit right
there. Lonzo need to tell a nigga to suck his dick because that nigga been playing like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo- I wouldn't let no nigga with acne still tell me to suck his dick.
Piece of face.
Yeah, I just want to get some Lonzo sand. I'm just saying. I don't fuck them niggas.
Listen, Lonzo ain't terrible. He's just not aggressive yet, and he just plays like a little bitch right now.
But he never was no dude to me like, oh, he's the dude that's going to shoot the lights out and going to score your way. He's going to Or Kyrie shoot the lights out to change your culture. He's a nigga that passes. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
That's about it.
But you know what? $400 shoes.
Listen.
But you know,
May the Lord be with the Lakers.
You know what I'm saying? But you know who's wildin' though?
What's up?
The Knicks, Kristaps Porzingis.
That nigga nice.
That boy is actually nice.
That nigga nice. I mean, they almost traded him too.
They almost traded him.
They got
real. They don't like nice things. They don't love nobody.
They don't love you no more.
Nope.
They don't like nice things. But nah, you know, it's exciting, man.
It is. I can't wait.
We're gonna make this transition. We're gonna finally get off of sports. I know a lot of
just
people
had to touch on it.
I know a lot of the ladies, like, they hit me, they were like, oh yeah, you know, I love the podcast, but like,
all y'all niggas do is talk about sports.
The sports is like, I just tune out and I wait for the stuff that matters to me. Shout out to y'all. Like, I appreciate y'all feedback for real. And keep giving us feedback, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna talk about culture.
Only the shit I like though.
You know, a lot of people have asked me to talk about this.
What's up? Oh,
he's not my favorite guy. But you know, your favorite domestic abuser has dropped an album, much less an autobiography.
No, that joint had 45 songs.
Chris Brown has dropped an album.
It was good though.
45 songs.
Have you listened to it? I know you one of the people you got shit to do, but I'm a DJ, so you know I listened to it.
You have an obligation to listen to that thing.
Did you listen to it?
I have listened to none of it.
Really?
And I haven't gone out of my way to slander it.
I'm not going to lie. It has great songs on it.
Like,
it's just a lot of them.
Like, it's a lot. Like, it's, bro, you're hitting me over the head. Like,
yeah, that's like.
I already don't like you.
Yeah.
But you're forcing me over the head. Like, you're beating me over the head with your music. Like, but I'm hearing it's good.
It is.
I'm going to eventually.
It is.
I'll listen to like 10 tracks at a time and I'll be done by Christmas, hopefully.
It's definitely. But you're going to like it. It's like. He has more good songs on there than bad. There's way more skips way more listens than skips.
Right.
Which is really good. But
I mean that's saying something for an album with that many songs.
But
you're doing something right.
It's good. No disrespect. Because you know, Chris Brown is a great artist. He just like to beat these bitches up near and there.
He just like to beat bitches up.
We ain't gonna shed too much light on his cocaine.
It doesn't mind doing it while he's high.
Listen. He ain't gonna shed too much light on that.
Speaking of getting high, shout out to New Jersey for electing the governor Phil Murphy,
who said he's
going to legalize the ganja in New Jersey. You already know what it is. It's about to be.
Honestly, let me give y'all my opinion on that. I don't really smoke. I can tell you. I'm gonna tell you why I don't smoke really. But shout out Phil Murphy because you know. And shout out to him for mainly, you know, being a Democrat. We get these Republicans.
Shout out to him for not being Chris Christie.
Yeah, that too. All right.
The reign of terror is over.
Yeah, for sure. But now, I don't smoke because, first of all, it doesn't really do anything for me. And the one time I was real high, I was high. Right? It was me, my cousin. Shout out my cousin Ty. He at Hampton right now. He about to graduate. Shout out to you, my nigga. And two other dudes. We were in just one part of town called Bridal Club, right? We was in this nigga's backyard, and it was four of us, and I think we had three blunts. So niggas is passing it, and I don't know what we were smoking, but it was some shit. Right?
It was kind of like, nigga.
So it was one of them things, like, I was already high, but the blunt was still coming. I'm like, I don't even know, like, you can't even explain what it feels like, but you're just like.
Was it one blunt in rotation?
No, it was three. All of them at the same time.
I got something together that goes.
So, they were all coming around. It was one of the things like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want it. Like, don't pass that.
It was like a sporting event.
So, I was just like, right? In the middle of the site. No, I think we had just got done. I was like, yo, the Olympics is on. The The women are running the 4x1, right? I watched that shit high as fuck. I never told anybody this. Bro. I watched the 4x1 high as fuck. Because I think, I don't remember, I think it was just the qualifying round. Because remember the women's, they dropped the baton, or they didn't drop it, but.
They had to rerun.
They reran it because they knew nobody was going to watch the 4x1.
So wait, the was USA this the rerun you watched?
It or? Was the rerun.
Oh, that's trippy.
Son, I was fucking.
Yo, it just happened.
I was. Dog, I was bugging.
Twilight Zone.
It was just
them. Why is there only one team?
It was just them. So I'm sitting there, right? Right. With my phone. And I'm like, yo, the 4x1 is on. They're like, nigga, what?
But it's only 4x1.
I was like, but it's only four of them. So I'm watching this shit.
What is a 1x4? Son,
shit was going so slow. I'm like, damn, yo, we not going to make it. Right, so I watched the 4x1. 4x1's over, and I'm just sitting there. Right, shit's over. Niggas is like, all right, I'm about to dip. I think them niggas went inside and like made some beats or something. They was doing something. Mm. So I'm driving home.
As you do when high.
First of all, I'm 5 minutes away from my house. So 5 minutes away from my house equals everyone means everybody's home, right? So like any nigga with common sense, I'm like, I can't go home like this. So you can't. I proceed to drive to Wawa. I go to Wawa. And I'm just going stupid slow, right? I get to Wawa, and I just get that paranoid feeling that everybody knew I was high as fuck, because I was. I don't even remember what I bought. I think I just bought some bullshit. I was just trying to buy time. I thought that time would make me not smell like weed. So I get
food plus time equals no weed.
Equals no weed smell, right? So I get in my car, and you know, to get from my boy's house to Wawa was only 2 minutes, but to get from Wawa back to my crib was like 10. So I'm in the car, right? And it was dark. So you know the lights outside are orange, right? So I'm driving, and I'm like, damn, yo, like it was just like I felt like I was driving through a tunnel. Everything was like boom, boom. Boom. I'm like, yo, I have to get home. I finally get home, nigga. I went straight to my room. I fell asleep. It was like 9:30. I was high as fuck.
You don't be high.
I was so high.
Bro. I had an edible one time, bro.
I've been hearing about them shit.
Through your buddy.
For my birthday.
Been hearing about
it. I think it was my 22nd or it was my 22nd birthday. Bro, I was in college. And Listen, they had females there. All of us was all acting the fool. It was me, my boy Dean. Shout out to Dean.
Oh, Dean.
Shout out to you, Zig. Shout out my boy Rashad, yep. Lamar. Everybody, the whole squad, the whole Jill team. We was in there just high as fuck. Dom, Rel, Dalf. We was in that hot B Herbo.
You got to
name the whole team. But you know, we was in there. We just had, everybody had a brownie. Was like, yo, this shit not dropping fast enough. So we go, let's all have an extra hat. So I have a brownie and a half, and boy.
First mistake.
Rookie mistake. Listen. And nigga, I was high for at least 16 hours, bro.
16?
16,
bro. Nigga.
Because he took it at like 10 at night, high all the way through the night.
Oh, my God. So how was it? Like, what happened?
Woke up still high. Had to take the train home from
Montclair to Burlington.
To Burlington.
Which is a long ass ride if you never.
High the whole ride. High the whole ride. Got home. After about an hour being home, I was like, all right, I'm chilled out now.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Bro.
That sounds.
Son.
But like the first six were like, it was great. It was so funny. Yo, we were just laughing, cracking up. We had girls there.
Yeah.
But we were so high. Parlaying and shit. We were so high, we wasn't even focused on the girls. Like, me and Rashad just cracking jokes at each other, just open mouth cackling, and the girls are on to the side like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is wrong with these things? Yo, we're like, oh, like, ha, 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 laughing at motherfucking...
Had nothing.
Laughing at condensation. Like, isn't that a funny word?
Niggas in the corner like gingivitis.
That nigga Rashad was so high. He's like, he just eating a bag of Doritos in the back. And him and Tom was like, yo, let me get that bag of Doritos. He was like, just cracking up. No, you can't have it.
Y'all niggas is in the Twilight Zone.
He sold a bag of Doritos for $10 and the nigga bought it. It was a half of it. It came for 10 bills.
I almost spent my
drink. Nonetheless, we were very, very high. Shout out to my bros. I miss y'all.
Oh man, them some real niggas. You found some real niggas, bro, in college. I found some too. Like when you go away to school, like you find your circle.
I was scared, man, because that first little real like semester, I ain't really had no friends like that.
And that's far away from home for us.
Then shout out to my boy David. Mm-hmm. He started hanging out with the niggas, and I started hanging out with the niggas, and I started making my friends, man. You know, shout out to everybody. Niggas,
you got a tight circle.
Yeah, Daniel, all them niggas, man. Kalu, all of them dudes. Nana.
Yeah. Oh, Nana.
Yeah, Nana, man. Shout out to Nana, man.
Nah, shout out my niggas, too. Kyrie, Peter. Yeah. My boy, Peter. Peter, a fool. James, Chanel. Nigga, but I eat that, baby. Ain't tell nobody.
Yo, chill.
That was the wild shit. Out here being fathers. Well, shout out, eat that.
But, yo, everybody's growing up. That shit is crazy, man. I know.
We got next.
And we all getting old. You know what else reminds me? I'm getting old, man.
What's that?
Looking at this Lion King shit, bro.
Dog. When did the Lion King, 19 years ago?
The Lion King came out, I definitely had to be younger than 5.
Yeah. Got you on a fact check.
Yeah,
fact check. But yeah. I had to be no older than 5. Like, that's the max I'm giving myself. And I was born in 93. Mm. So, but then, you know, they rebooted the Lion King thing.
Who's in it? They got Donald Glover.
They got some.
They got Seth Rogen. They got,
oh my God.
When did it come out?
So The Lion King came out May 6, 1994.
Oh my God. We were only one.
Yes.
I was a fresh ass one.
Oh my God.
Yes, so. I was a fresh ass half a year old.
You were going to say you were younger 93, than
93, yeah.
Jeez.
I was half a year old.
Wait, Kev, are you 93 or 94?
93.
Oh, word. Yeah. Oh, you could have been in the same age. Yeah. Right as
I just missed the cutoff.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was like either Amish or me.
It was like, whose head is bigger?
Shout out to Neil Lamch.
They chose the
No, we got to block out his name.
yeah, leave his name out, yo.
Shout out to Matt. We got to block
him. They chose the lighter one.
Yo, chill.
Listen, his dad was on the school board. So oh, he was. My son is going forward.
Put his best Denzel impression.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, they got mad heads in this thing, man.
Yeah, they got Seth Rogen, Beyonce. How you feel about Beyonce being in that? All
right.
She can't act.
Let's
she can't act.
We have to do a Beehive preface.
But are you Beehive? Because I am.
I am, but she's not. She's not the second coming.
No. I crossed Beehive, B5 Hive in 2003.
If Beehive means that you... Mm-hmm. I have a different meaning of Beehive. Beehive to me is those people that are obsessive. Mm-hmm. And those people that were, when she was pregnant, she was like... Those people that were on Twitter like, oh my God, she is only 2 days before her babies are born and they become cancers. We don't want the twins to be cancers. Like, okay, you niggas are fucking weird.
Yeah, that wasn't me. I'm like, I'm a low tier.
Do I acknowledge Beyonce is the greatest entertainer living? I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. She is a very good singer, mm-hmm. a very good dancer. She's the greatest entertainer living. Mm-hmm. Actress?
Oh, that shit terrible. No. Did y'all niggas watch Obsessed?
Obsessed.
I'll show you crazy.
That shit was terrible. Oh, so she acts like it's the fucking gold rush.
Didn't that movie she did with Terrence Howard?
What was that?
Where I forgot what it's called. Like,
I don't even remember. Oh, wait, Fighting Temptation? No, that was Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what I meant. Fighting Temptation.
Fighting Temptation.
Just horrible.
That one wasn't bad. That was actually a better one.
You know why? Because she Carmen? Spoke less.
Remember Carmen, a hip hopper?
Okay, are we forgetting Goldmember as well?
But I feel like, wait.
She didn't do bad in that.
I feel like Goldmember was supposed to have that corny feel.
She was supposed to have that.
It was perfect.
Right, here we go. I'm going to give you guys, Beyonce had one good movie. It was Dreamgirls.
That's because she didn't act that much.
Yeah, she was just singing.
She had to be herself.
Yeah, she was singing that whole time.
You sing, and you just sing.
Be that bitch. That's all she was.
And they handed it, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's limit the lines.
You just be Beyonce.
But they got Donald Glover as Simba.
Yeah, that shit's up.
First of all, that's going to be amazing.
He's going to be singing.
He's going to be
Nobody
singing.
Say stop that. Nobody say be here.
Yo, it's going to be God. Dope. They got James Earl Jones as Mufasa. Yes. They're bringing him back.
They got his name too? Eric Andre. All
right, let me give you guys a sleeper too. Because Alfrey Water.
Oh, my God.
Her as Sarabi.
That's very good. She looks like her.
Yes. Bro.
Yes. Yes.
Like, all you got to do is give her whiskers. There we go.
Oh,
Sarabi.
What do you want? Ska.
Ska.
Ska. Yeah, that's perfect, bro.
Yo, it's going to be...
And then Seth Rogen as Puma.
Seth Rogen.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great.
Who's Timon? Does it say on there?
Some random white.
I think.
Billy Eichner.
Some random.
Yeah, white. Some random white guy. I don't know.
So, yo,
oh, it's, no. Oh, you guys aren't familiar with him. He wait, is. He's at. I think he now he might be gay or not, but he's the. What show is he from? Keep going forward. No. I'm telling you, he's hilarious.
He is?
Yes, he's like, I'm going to lose it. He just absolutely goes berserk.
Okay, maybe that
he
might
goes
be...
berserk. Like, okay. For the way Timon talks,
okay, he might be good.
He might be.
I feel like they should have got the original guy. What was his name? The dude from...
No idea, bro.
He was in all the movies, and he played like kind of like the 1930s type guy.
Joe Pesci?
Is it Joe Pesci? And he just had that voice? He was in the one...
Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, hell no, not Gilbert Godfrey. Gilbert Godfrey. Oh, my God. Wait, no, we don't need
did
that.
Did you guys ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you remember the like, at the end, like, when the show was ending, that really annoying guy who came out of nowhere and was, like, working there, and every single time something crazy was happening, he would, like...
I'd have to see his face.
...kind of lose his mind a little bit.
I'd have to see his face. I'm terrible with, like, white actors.
But anyway, like, yeah.
And see, look, in this picture here...
Okay, he looks familiar.
He... Oh, yeah, he looks familiar.
What's his name? Billy Eichner? Elkner?
Eichner.
Eichner, yeah, look him up.
Eichner.
So, but yeah, like, this it's an all-star cast, man.
It's
like,
pretty good. I'm definitely going to watch it. I think they're doing it like how they did The Wizard of Oz, or The Oz.
Honestly, this is a movie you get a whole crew together. And
yeah.
This is a group date thing. Like, you got to bring your lady. Like,
shit. Well, listen, like,
Toy Story 3.
Listen, like 2019, right? Word. By then, weed will be legalized in New Jersey, so we can watch that shit. Is that what's
going on? And then, like, isn't Incredibles 2 going to be out around that time?
2018.
Bro,
oh my God!
Niggas about to be reliving their childhoods. Being the thing back. That concerns me about this movie, though, is the live action aspect. How they're gonna work that?
Live action is good. I'm telling you, when they did The Oz, did you watch The Oz on TV?
No,
you didn't watch. Kev, you watch it?
Yes,
it was really good. Queen Latifah killed that shit. She did. Now, Queen Latifah killed it. I'm not saying she's like bad, but she bodied that shit. It was good. So you're gonna like it, Mike.
So I mean, yeah, it's the cast is too big not to fail. They're never.
Oh, they better.
It's
not.
The last thing they'll do. Man, Beyonce, first of all, Beyonce's not gonna be on no bullshit. First of all,
she bet not. And she got 2 years to fucking prep for this shit.
Yeah. So
if she's ass, I'm ripping my own beehive chain off like T.I.
Well, it's not like it's gonna be her. You know,
no, it's gonna be live action, isn't it? It's going to be her, right?
Is it or is it animated? Like
no, I think
it's gonna be live action.
It's live action,
so it's like seeing it on Broadway,
like how they did the Oz. Yes, like that.
So it's gonna be. So I'm wondering how they do that.
Huh?
It's gonna be interesting.
Interesting.
Okay, it's gonna be good.
She could mess this up.
She could definitely fuck it up.
But she's not going to. She's not going to.
She got.
I have faith.
She's not gonna fuck it up because she got her kids. She wants her kids to see this.
So okay.
Not gonna fuck it up.
Listen, we're gonna get an over under. We'll be placing bets on this.
She's not gonna have her children see her in some bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. Because by then the twins will be.
So what's she gonna do with all those other movies? Did she plan on having kids back then?
They don't happen.
Them shits never happen.
They never happen.
Them shits is buried.
If Blue comes out to be like, "Mommy, what's Carmen the Hip Hopper?"
Oh, she gonna buy nothing.
She's gonna get her. That's gonna be her first ass whooping.
Listen,
that's gonna be her first ass whooping.
Son, if you think Beyonce is
what
a good
did
actress,
I tell you about going on IMDb?
Oh my! If you think Beyonce is a good actress, please at me right now and let me know what the fuck
that
you
is.
Saw.
DJ Elzy at DJ Elzee,
and I'm Beehive, so you can't argue with me.
Listen, they're more Beehive than you. A lot of big names in this movie. Speaking of names, we're gonna go on our last topic of the day.
Oh my God!
Speaking of names. So, LZ was showing me something earlier today.
Bro, I gotta go. Okay. So, go ahead. You set it up.
He's been looking it up on Twitter. He's been going through this little interactions on Twitter with people who have unique names.
Because if you know, I live my whole life on Twitter. I get all my news from Twitter, everything. I don't even watch the news anymore.
Word. Everything happens on Twitter. We're both really big on Twitter. Like, that's our thing.
It's just fun.
So, at DJ ELZEE.
Yep, and then you got Mike Lowkey.
Yeah,
Mike Lowkey.
Yeah.
Okay, so, bet. I was on Twitter. I was just chilling. And then I seen this girl. She had said something. And then I saw, like, a picture of her. It was, like, a high school graduation picture. And her name was LaForche, right? And she was like, why do you need a bio? It said, her picture said, like, why do you need a bio when you have a number in your name? Something like that, right? So I added her. I was like, is your name really LaForche? And she said, yes, a whole number.
I was like, wow. Okay. So I had.
Can you spell that out for us?
Okay. I hope she's listening. Okay. It's L-E apostrophe. The number 4.
Jesus.
C-H-E. Oh, Kev, I didn't tell you about. Okay, yes. We wanted this to be a surprise for Kev.
LaForche.
And she said her dad was high as hell when he came up with his name. I was like,
clearly.
Somebody was on something.
Can you imagine this?
LaForche.
And then another girl came and she said, I feel you. My name is Splendid.
Oh, my God.
S-P-L-Y-N-D-I-D, right? Splendid.
Black and lemon.
It's so
these
ethnic.
Are African Americans, am I correct?
Bro, I love it. Oh yeah.
Delicious. I love it.
I love it.
Our people.
I think I'm gonna give my child a ghetto ass.
Can
name.
You go through a couple of these just
so I proceeded to tweet, quote this, if you have a unique name, I need to see some more, right? And the names started flooding. So I got Shidaria, Jeanique, Shatoni, Donasia. Oh, Saturina. That's one of my favorites.
Saturina. That sounds like a planet.
Exactly. I said, she said she was named after her grandmother. I was like, is your grandmother a Greek goddess? She was like, no. She's Mexican.
No, her grandmother is Saturn.
That sounds like a Mexican birthday party.
Listen, Saturina.
Saturina.
Saturina's quinceañera.
Saturina's quinceañera.
Tamaray. Jaya. Oh my God. This name was spelled J-A-H-I-R-A-H. I was like, Jahira? Is that it? She said no. More like Yahira.
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 You get it. So they went Hispanic with it. They're getting Yama.
Yeah. Bro, I love it. I love these names though. So like it's not like I was hating on them. I love like the creativity because wow. Now I'm inspired to get my child like I'm inspired to put thought into it.
Yeah.
Like, what are some of these names? Oh, I think her name is Amani. It was A-M-O-N-E-Y. So it's spelled like A Money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was Amani.
A Money.
Son. Oh, this one dude, his name was Cleophas. How y'all feel about the Cleophas?
That name needs to go back to Prohibition time.
Listen, yeah,
nigga.
He sound like a whole slave.
Cleophas.
This one girl said,
you better get in a whole heap of trouble now on the plantation.
A whole heap of trouble now,
Cleophas. Done said he done seen massa, and he looks real hot and rearing mad.
Cleophas sounds like he's in the house.
He's definitely in the house.
Cleophas definitely
this one girl there. Said, I don't, but I have a student whose name was Beyonce.
What?
Now,
she
listen.
Grew
wait,
up to be-
wait. This is how she spelled Beyonce. B-I-A-N-S-E-Y. Beyonce. I was like, what?
Yo, son, you niggas, man.
It was a lot of names, bro. It was good, though, because I got to see a lot of different names, and it definitely inspired me to, like, put some creativity. Like, I saw this one girl. Her, her name was Shikari Andronique, and her siblings' name were Kamosia Zephania Amelian. And then the other one's name was Legacy Zenoin Armani.
I know somebody named Tequila.
That sounds.
Somebody else said that to me too. Tequila?
Tequila.
Say that name.
Which
one? More time.
Shikari Andronique. The siblings, Kamosia, Zephania,
Yes.
A million. Okay. That was one name. And then the other name is Legacy Zenoin Armani. And she also put the face plant.
That sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
It does. It like, does. Because if I pull up on you and I say Shikari Andronique, Kamosia, Zephania, Aluminum, you're going to turn into a frog, my nigga. Because that shit is crazy.
Man, it sounds like the spell to get rid of the Dementors. Or
listen,
shit.
Wait, speaking of names, Mike, what's your middle name again?
Oh.
You right. Should have been in this shit.
Here we go.
I have a unique middle name.
You do. And you also go by it.
I go by it around my family mostly. My middle name is DeHaven.
DeHaven.
DeHaven?
Yes.
Spell that, please.
D-A, mm-hmm. Capital H,
uh-huh.
A-V-I-N.
So V-I-N. Hey.
Yeah.
DeHaven.
I like that.
DeHaven.
So you have emphasis on the H.
Yes. So it's DeHaven. I asked my mom the many times where did she ever come up with DeHaven from. Mm-hmm. She says, and the story hasn't changed, so I guess she's not lying. She says she's got it from a kid that her cousin, one of my cousins also, April, a kid that she used to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Dave. And apparently she was pregnant at the time. She's like, oh, I like this name. Mm-hmm. She fought with my father about it.
Yeah.
And that became my middle name. She wanted to be my first name.
First name, DeHaven?
Yeah.
But they call you DeHaven. Because whenever I pull up, they were like, oh, DeHaven.
Because my dad, they call him Mike. So, you know what I'm saying? So.
Gotcha.
That's how I came around.
That's very unique.
Yeah. It's I've always liked it.
What's your middle name, Elsie?
My middle name is Robert. It's nice and simple. So, because my first name is Julian, middle name Robert. That's my dad's name. So, my mom wanted to name me Robert because I'm the first son.
Right.
So, my mom wanted me to be a junior, but my dad was like, ain't no nigga like me. So, he gave me.
So, like, I
just got the middle name. Kev, what's your middle name, bro?
Terrell.
You really, like, a real nigga, like.
Yo, if you want to continue this fad of, like, unique names. If you have a unique name, hit us up on our Twitter at NTSPod.
Tell us your name.
POD. Tell us your name.
Because I got some good ones.
We got some good ones, man.
You want to hear a funny one?
Please.
Well, this isn't a funny one, but my middle name is Terrell. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I was younger, I remember coming home, and I think it was my grandma on my mom's side. She's from Trenton. Like, you know, she don't play that mess.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my friends called me Rel. Yo, Rel. Rel, what's up?
What's good, nigga?
Yeah. Oh, hood cousins.
I got a whole ass whooping for that.
For Rel? For them calling you Rel?
Because she was like, who? Well, she thought, like, I was like, you know, nobody in my family calls me Rel.
Yeah.
She was like, who, you running out there? I might have been like 7 years old.
Oh, my
God, that ass.
See, I told y'all Kev got stories.
So, hey, man, I was. Yo, Ralph.
Ralph.
You know how it was when you was 7, right?
Yeah.
Yo, Ralph.
Yo, Relly Ralph. Where the hoes at?
on your tricycle. Yo, Ralph.
Listen,
oh,
bro.
My gosh. Came back outside. Tears on my drying up on my eyes.
Listen. Hella sulfur on your face. Yo,
no, I just got some lint in my eyes.
Listen.
Bro, the ass was, bro. Mm. But, yeah, man. I think that.
I think that might be it.
First.
Oh wait, before we end, shout out to our sponsor.
We got
a whole sponsor, y'all.
Word,
y'all ain't gonna believe this. Shout out to Garden Apparel, my boy Shelby. He runs it. Garden Apparel on Instagram. Please look it up. It's a really great Garden App Clothing. Is that it?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Man, listen, I told you this episode is also sponsored by Jack Daniels. Their boy a little twisted. Garden App Clothing. follow that. He got dope clothing. If you're from Jersey, you're going to love it. It got a nice little NJ logo. He hooked us up. We wearing it right now. I'm lying like shit.
We gonna be wearing
Mike,
it.
Mike looked at Kev like,
I was like, he knows we took pictures today, right?
Nah, we all have some that was on the way. Shelby gonna hook us up.
You should
have
gone with it, man. You know I got the Photoshop tuck.
Facts.
I could have touched.
Yeah, he would have put us in the whole thing.
Yeah, shut us out.
Shout out Garden Apparel.
And that's what this podcast is gonna be about, man.
Yeah,
we're gonna do like we're trying to really be like everything Jersey all the time, like
Jersey, you know, all the
Jersey
time,
artists, Jersey writers, Jersey photographers, Jersey rappers, singers. If you got a business,
because we gotta support it, we gotta support ourselves first.
We try to support everybody out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. Give everybody a platform and like just put on for everybody around. And, thank you. It's been another episode of the Not That Serious Podcast.
Episode 1, the official John.
The official, you know what I mean? Episode 1.
iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play coming soon.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Look us up on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you listen. Make sure you write a review. Make
Facts.
Sure you rate us 5 stars.
Facts.
Or 4 stars. Anything lower that, you can suck it from the back.
From the
You know what I'm saying? Just thanks for everybody that supported us on episode 0, that gave us feedback.
Yeah.
Continue to give us feedback, man. You can find us on our various social medias. Mm-hmm. I'm on Mike Lowkey or everything MikeLowkey.
Yeah, you can follow me DJ ELZEE. I'm on there talking heavy.
You know what I'm saying? And thank you again, Super Deucer Fact Chap Kev.
Oof.
Coming through, helping us out, mixing it up. And
Kev, wait. Kev, you got social media? I know you're doing private though.
Yeah,
Kev got a
job.
He got a real job.
K Kev got a real job.
He's like, nigga, like, what did you just say? Okay.
Look, make sure if you guys want to touch base with me, you can find me on Birds Fly Talk.
Birds Fly Talk. Okay.
Go through those guys.
Yeah. I mean.
But yeah, man, this is not that serious. Episode 1.
Episode 1, dickhead.
Hopefully many more to come. Thanks, man.
Sticky, Picky got the 50, yeah. Let's go!